But all I'm emphasizing, there's so many different ways of playing nowadays. And then, of course, with the hand horn, the period instruments coming into the whole field. But when I was playing, there was no such thing. They didn't exist. I mean, they existed in museums. I once played for a couple hours on a Mozart horn in the Museum of Modern Art. I mean, Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. But all of that was unknown. We didn't even have descant horns. That all came, I stopped playing in 1963, and after that everything happened. There were no Paxmans. Paxmans weren't yet. There were no Yamahas. And nobody had descant horns, and when we played the Brandenburg Concerto, we played it on this heavy double horn. That was it. We didn't know any better, you know. So it was, in that sense, a very good discipline. But I came out of that pure German tradition, which goes way back, of course, to Brahms's time and to Wagner's time and to Schumann and you know, that way of playing in the Konzertstück for the four horns. And you know, with the fact that I was all the time composing and studying music like mad, 18 hours every day or whatever the hell it was, and I practiced a lot, I went very fast. And you know, my first concert, I mean, when I went to Cincinnati, I already played about first horn in about 10 different orchestras or concerts in New York, like the Naumburg concerts in Central Park that took place every couple of weeks. And I was hired for all these little opera companies because the word got around that this young kid, he's pretty damn good, but he knows the music. And maybe that was one of my special assets, that being a composer and having, by the age of 16, 17, I'd studied, you know, every Beethoven, Brahms, every opera, Puccini, Verdi, I've done, I say this without, you know, I'm not bragging. I just loved music so insanely that you couldn't stop me. So that what I brought to the horn playing was just not just getting the notes and playing in tune and all that stuff you're supposed to do, but I knew the music, and I knew what I'm trying to do in this performer course, inculcate this idea. It's very important to not just know your part or your instrument, but everything that's in an orchestral piece, so you can relate to all of that wonderful information. And there I was, I must say, ahead of many, many players, you know, and studying all the scores. So, and then having the privilege to play, well, eventually I played first horn in the New York Philharmonic when I left Cincinnati. You know, the idea that when I was, let's say, starting the horn, that I would someday play first horn in the Metropolitan Opera or the Philharmonic was totally beyond me. I couldn't think of such a thing, but that's how it happened. And part of it is, I have to be honest, it was during World War II, and some very fine horn players got drafted. And so that opened up some positions that maybe otherwise wouldn't have opened. And the only thing I can say for myself, I mean, I got some of those positions, I took them, but I was ready for them. That's the best I can say for myself, you know. And so that's my beginnings.